KD, listen. KD, clear.
04PXB, not mobile, but in the truck.
XB, KC4SKD here. We spoke before, but I can't remember your name. My name's Larry.
My name is Lloyd. In other words, I'm known by other people as Shane.
Remember, Lloyd. I just had to make a stop before I headed home. Had to go reset a telephone system so it would work again. It sort of got hung up.
Yep, I truly understand about that. I'm a server manager of local government for Spartanburg, and first thing that we always ask the user to do before they call us is to reboot the computer.
I myself, I've been in IT for since 1986 in stations, and I used to work in telecom, but I've enjoyed both fields. As far as I didn't enjoy is getting called out at 2 o'clock in the morning and having to drive to Gaffney, but that's okay.
Yep, I've had those calls too. Like I said, I work for Spartanburg County, the local government, and pretty much the only one that runs 24-hour operations is the Magistrate Court and the Sheriff's Office. So like I said, every 5 or 6 weeks I'm on call, but I've had that happen before.
It's just part of the job, but anyway, and other than that, on the side, I have done some volunteer work as a sound engineer and configuring and setting up sound systems and running sound equipment for churches. I've enjoyed that, too.
Yep, that definitely sounds fun. The most interesting call that I ever had was IT when I was in college. I was working the help desk, and one of the college instructors was sent home because she, you know, they were going to let her work from home. So she mentioned that she could set everything up, you know, all the computer stuff at home with no issue. And I don't understand where the disconnect come from, but she called the help desk and said her computer was not running. And so we went through this whole troubleshooting procedure, and the end result was when I was talking to her, she said that the power pedal was not working. So I had her explain. She goes, yeah, the two things with little buttons on it. And that's when I mentioned to her very nicely that was the mouse to put that back up on the table.
Yeah, I've had a few interesting calls like that before, too. I'm about to go in a bad area. I'm getting real scratchy. I hope you can hear me.
KO4PXB, I can hear you good. The another one I had was, I went through this probably about 15, 20 minutes of troubleshooting procedure because the lady said the computer wasn't working, and come to find out that she had no power in her house because I asked her to get that down on the ground and look at the computer to see if there was any activity light on the back of the computer. And she goes, I will when the power comes back on in my house.
Those are the ones that really try your patience. But we used to have a network, and I just cringed when the thunderstorms came in the summertime because you knew you could just about see the next place you were going to be going to by where the storm was at.
Yeah, that's definitely true. That's why the good thing that we put in was huge backup power supplies, that they have a conditioner in them, and it'll condition a dirty power like that. And so it'll kick on, the generator for the building kicks on, and probably about 30, 40 seconds after that, so the huge backup batteries, they will keep it running till the generator kicks on. But we've had power issues in the building from getting knocked out, and everything in the server room stays up and running.
I spent quite a bit of money. I'm going to have to sign. I'm in such a bad area, I can barely hear the repeater.
All right, sir, please be careful. It's KO4PXB.
Yeah, I hope you have a good evening. We'll chat with you later. KC4SKD.